Welcome to today's custom deep dive. We are jumping straight into a very specific, highly targeted excerpt today.
Right, it's titled Chevrolet 2026, The Electric Evolution, Exploring Chevrolet's New Electric Vehicle Lineup, What to Expect in 2026.
Exactly. And our mission here is to decode what this specific messaging is signaling to you about the automaker's imminent strategy. And what it reveals about where the industry is heading. So, okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Think about a beloved century-old family recipe. You don't just throw out the cookbook and start from scratch.
No, of course not.
Right? You might swap out an ingredient here, maybe modernize the cooking method there, but you have to preserve that classic flavor that everyone trusts.
Because if you change it too fast, people reject it.
Exactly. But here is my hang-up with this excerpt. They explicitly call it an electric evolution, not a revolution.
Right.
But let's be real. Completely replacing the internal combustion engine with battery packs and software is a massive revolution.
Oh, absolutely. Mechanically, it is a total revolution.
So is this simply a case of, sugarcoating the transition?
Mm-hmm.
To soothe traditional buyers who might be totally intimidated by a sudden electric revolution?
Well, what's fascinating here is how that specific word choice acts as a psychological bridge. You're right about the mechanics, but from a marketing standpoint, a revolution implies overthrowing the old system.
Which sounds pretty alienating.
Exactly. It can immediately alienate a loyal customer base that has bought their gas-powered trucks and stands for decades. Evolution implies a natural, safe next step.
Like you aren't losing what you love, it's just growing up.
Spot on. But the word that actually carries the most weight in this messaging isn't evolution. It's the phrase new electric vehicle lineup.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, the operative word is the plural lineup. Targeting 2026 for a full lineup indicates a calculated, wide-scale rollout designed to transform their core offerings all at once.
That stood out to me as well. They aren't just teasing one futuristic concept car with butterfly doors that no one will ever actually drive.
No, not at all.
But wait, why push a full lineup all at once? For a legacy automaker, trying to launch multiple electric vehicles simultaneously sounds, incredibly expensive and risky.
Oh, it's a massive investment.
So why not just release one solid EV, see how the market reacts, and iterate from there?
Yeah.
Why not just dip a toe in?
Because dipping a toe in the water doesn't work for legacy brands anymore, especially if they want to compete in 2026.
Right, the early EV adopters already bought their cars.
Exactly. To capture the mass market, legacy automakers need massive economies of scale. Targeting 2026 for a full lineup indicates they are moving past the experimental phase.
They aren't just retrofitting gas cars with batteries anymore.
Right. It signals they have finalized a unified underlying EV architecture.
Meaning they've engineered a single scalable base, like a skateboard filled with batteries.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And now they can just snap a truck body, an SUV body, or a compact car body on top of it.
Wow.
That is the exact mechanism driving this timeline. Once an automaker perfects that base platform, rolling out a diverse lineup becomes highly efficient. They don't have to invent a new battery system for every single model.
So when they announce a 2026 lineup, they're essentially telling the market their manufacturing capabilities have caught up to their ambitions.
Exactly.
But, okay, knowing they want to keep loyal buyers comfortable while scaling up doesn't fully explain the aggressive public timeline. Why plant a flag in the ground for 2026 right now?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, explicitly outlining what to expect in 2026 acts as a runway for the market.
A runway.
Yeah, it signals that the automotive industry is currently in a final transitional waiting period.
Oh, wow.
By announcing a full lineup for a specific near-future date, they are establishing the exact moment when electric options transition from being the alternative choice to the definitive standard on the lot.
So if you're planning to buy a car later this decade, this timeline changes the math on your investment.
100%.
Even if you aren't car shopping today, this 2026 evolution marker suggests a massive shift in the everyday market for you. The cars you see on your daily commute are about to drastically change in just a few short years.
Right, because once a legacy giant flips its entire core lineup, the baseline expectations shift almost overnight.
Yeah, like what a vehicle is, how it's serviced.
Exactly, and the whole ecosystem has to rapidly pivot. The charging infrastructure, the parts networks, the secondary used car market, the sheer volume of a full lineup forces the rest of the world to adapt.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you to mull over. If 2026 is officially earmarked as the electric evolution for legacy brands like Chevrolet,
Yeah.
At what exact point in the near future will driving a traditional gas-powered vehicle suddenly feel like riding a horse and buggy?
Or like trying to find a mechanic who still fixes VCRs.